Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 11th of September, 2017. Getting you caught up with the best technology news be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Google Drive. Do you know it? Do you love it? Do you depend on it? Well, come March 12, 2018, it's shutting down. Now, when I first read this article, I was thinking, wow, what's Google up to? But essentially, it's the same thing. They're just polishing some stuff off. You know, kind of taking stuff from beta and trying to move it out of it. Now, support for Google Drive will actually end on December 11th. But it's March 12th of next year that it will officially shut down. Don't worry, though. They're saying there will be many ways for you to access your Google Drive, but the desktop app, no more. Apparently, Google is replacing the desktop drive app with Backup and Sync. And for those who don't remember, yeah, that was actually released back in July. Backup and Sync also replaces the Google Photos Uploader desktop app as well. Now, if you're one of the G Suite users, you already have an app called Drive File Streamer. So you can kind of guess where this is going. If you want to have that backup and sync, well, you'll have access to your files in what's called My Drive and use native applications like Microsoft Word and Photoshop. Drive File Streamer, however, though, will give you access to Ting folders, string files on demand, and so many other little goodies. So yeah, you can kind of see the difference. So regardless of which application you want to go with there, Drive is dead. Long live My Drive. We're starting to get some juicy details about the iPhone 8. First off, it's not going to be called the iPhone 8, which we kind of thought all along. It's going to be called the iPhone X. Well, at least according to these leaked documents over the weekend. Not only that, we're also going to be getting Face ID and probably some animated emojis. Oh, isn't that cute? Yes, it does seem we had some leaked details of firmware over the weekend from Apple, though we're not going to have to wait too much longer to get all the details. It is September 12th. It's just right around the corner. But there's one thing that we've seen there that we weren't expecting. Updated AirPods. Yeah, according to that leak, the new iOS 11 firmware shows a new revision of Apple wireless AirPods. Though, according to 9to5Mac, it's not a big upgrade. The only thing I hope for is the stocks will actually be available this time, unlike last time. Love to watch videos on the go, but just ain't got the time. Well, now you can speed them up on YouTube. The cool thing is, not only can you speed it up, you can also slow it down, too, if you've got more time on your hands that you need to waste. Or if there's just something cool you want to see in slow motion. As far as speeding up, you can go 1.25 times, 1.5 times, and 2 times the speed. Not quite the same, though, when you want to go slower. 0.75, 0.5, and 0.25. Regardless, it's Monday. We spend a lot of our Mondays on YouTube anyway, so have fun. And finally, speaking of staring at our screens on Monday and doing work, yeah, right. How many of you are on Safari right now trying to get that Spotify to load? Ain't happening, is it? Well, that's because Spotify no longer supports Safari on your Mac. Yes, I'll repeat that. The company no longer supports Apple's browser. Why? Well, according to Spotify, they ain't telling us. So what are your options if you want to stream it in your browser? Well, there's Firefox, there's Chrome, and there's Opera. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why did they do this in the first place? Well, it probably has a lot to do with a Widevine DRM plugin. Yeah, that's what it uses to protect those tracks and stuff, you know, from people stealing them. Well, apparently there's compatibility issues with Safari, so instead of trying to work out those compatibility issues, it's just not supported at all. You do have one other option, though, by the way, and it's probably the best choice. Just go download the app. Works better anyways. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, that is for the podcast, the blog review section over there too, and links to all of our wonderful social media sites. British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram. British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter as well, like Kyle Swagger. And our lovely Slack room with all of our lovely BTN people. Come on over and be lovely with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday, so smile even if it's fake. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. It is the 11th of September. Let's try this again.